It's the Life Songs Morning Show with Josh and Nancy, and joining us on the phone is Jason Roy, the lead singer and founder of Building 429. Jason, welcome back to the show.
Oh, man, good to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we are so excited to see you guys live at Winter Jam. It's just going to be huge and fun, and it's always a great show, especially when you guys are on the tour. How many times have you played Winter Jam now?
I think that this is either our fourth or fifth time we've done it. I'm going to go with four, I think.
Okay.
We went all the way back to 2005 was the first time we did it, though, and it was a completely different animal then. Pretty cool to be on it now all these years later and see what it's grown into.
If you ever do like a Winter Jam Pro-Am, you guys would be the pro.
Yeah, I guess so. I think you're right.
We can't wait to see you guys on tour. I have a question about Winter Jam etiquette, because there are so many of you guys on this massive, it's like a circus of the best of Christian music. What's the etiquette? Do you go out into the crowd every night for all the artists? Do you take turns catching everybody's show at different stops? Do you have a favorite amongst your peers?
I do. I don't know why. I kind of get a little bit antsy. I don't go on stage till later in the evening now. And so I have time to go get dinner and all that kind of stuff and then come back and watch part of the show and then go on stage. So yeah, I definitely find my way into the crowd. KB, his set is amazing. I love it. And then right before I go on stage, Carrie, Job, she does her set and I always get to watch it. And it's pretty awesome too. So it's pretty cool, man. I really enjoy it. It is a family thing. It's like, you know, everybody's really kind of for everybody. And what's cool is I think this is one of those instances where people, we kind of all understand that nobody has to lose for somebody to win. You know what I mean? Like, we're all out here believing that everybody can win and we can all have an impact and point people to Jesus and have a great night. And then that really just overflows right off the front of the stage.
Yeah. But let's be honest. If somebody's going to bomb, it's going to be John Crist, right?
Well, every night. You know, and it's funny because John and my first meeting for this tour, we had met each other once or twice before, but hilarious. We were in West Virginia and we were at a Starbucks, and this girl walked up to him. I was standing right next to him. He hadn't even said hi to me yet. This girl walks up to him and has her camera out, and he goes, "Oh, hey, how are you?" And she goes, "Oh, I'm doing good." And he goes, "Hey, do you want to get a picture?" And, you know, because he knows that's what he's supposed to do. And she says, "Yes, I'd love to get a picture. Here, take my camera. Can you get a picture of me and Jason from Building 429?
Burn. That's awesome.
Oh, it was perfect, because if that had happened the other way, he would have burnt me the rest of the tour. But it was good for him. It was hilarious.
So tell us about your set at Winter Jam. Is it going to be like all Building 429 classics? Do we got any new songs to look forward to?
Yes. You only have so much time, so you got to try to figure out what to squeeze in, what to squeeze out. But we're playing all the songs that we think are the biggest songs of our career. And then, give or take, there are some energetic songs. But we're also playing, finally, a new song off the new record that will be coming out in the spring. So we're really excited about that.
Is that This Place?
Yeah.
What's the story behind This Place so that we're ready to sing along with you?
The church has gone through a lot of different changes through the years, and there's a lot of people who are kind of jaded towards the church, you know. But if we could ever pause for a moment and just remember what has happened through the church and through the body of Christ and how many lives have been changed and how we're walking on holy ground, then we would believe, again, that our lives could be changed, and we would believe that everything can change in a given moment. And so the idea of This Place is to say out loud, hey, anyone that's hopeless, anyone that's broken, anyone that's lost won't leave the same. Anyone that's searching, anybody that's hurting, everything that you lay down, he can change in this place. That's the idea, and it's been really cool to see how people just respond to that song in a pretty awesome way.
This Place will specifically be the UNO Lakefront Arena for Winter Jam. Jason Roy of Building 429, thank you for taking some time to hang with us, and we cannot wait to see you take the stage.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.